in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Soul in bare,
the moon, I had the strength to stop. No, I'm not making love to anyone's wishes, only for that light I see. Cause when I'm dead and Lord, Lord, in my grave, that's gonna be the only thing that's left of me. And if I make it to the water side, will I even find me a boat or so? And if I make it to the water side, I'll be sure to write you a note. Power going in my hair. Oh, life is like a maze of doors, and they all open from the side you're on. Just keep on pushing hard, boy. Try as you may, you're gonna wind up where you started from. You're gonna wind up where you started from.
Listening to Liv's Latkes on CITR 101.9 FM, filling in for Dunkin' Donuts for the month of October. The first song you heard was a Daniel Johnson song, and that song, my friends, was Cat Stevens, Sitting. I played that song because that is my breakup jam, even though I think it's actually about finding God or something. I play that song, and I hear different lyrics. Like, I hear, I don't know what he's actually saying, but I sing, I always wake up the same. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to play a request from last week, Round and Round by Ariel Pink for Ariana, because she asked for that song when I was playing a different Ariel Pink song. So it didn't work out, but it's a great song, so I'm going to play it. And after that, I'm going to follow it with, he's sort of got like a Prince thing going on. Like, he's got all these extra throwaway songs, so he kind of like creates a little starlet. And in this case, it is his wife, Geneva Jacuzzi. So I'm going to play a song, I guess written by Ariel Pink, but performed by her, called Love Caboose, after I play Round and Round on CITR 101.9 FM. God, it starts already.
Na, na, na.
Sounds like that.
Hold on.
Heartbreaking, everything is my fault.
Sentimental, heartbreaking, everything is my fault.
Hold on, I'm calling, calling back to the ball, and we'll dance above them all.
Thank you. Check out the Ink Studs book launch Saturday, October 23rd at Blim Art and Craft Facility. Ink Studs is a collection of 30 interviews with North American alternative comic artists taken from the impressive archive that CITR's own Robin McConnell has built up over the past 5 years on his radio show of the same name. Ink Studs is an invaluable resource, not just for comic enthusiasts, but anyone interested in the artistic process. Don't miss the exciting launch of Robin McConnell's Ink Studs, Saturday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. at Blim Art and Craft Facility, 115 East Pender.
Okay, this is Liv's Latkes on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Geneva Jacuzzi, Ariel Pink's wife, and I guess sort of his starlet. Print style, you know. I like that song. I like the video. You guys should watch the music video. It's totally rad. Where am I going with this? This show is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. I will make concert listings for that later. I'm going to play Prince Rama next. Please call with your requests if you want to. UBC CITR.
Thank you.
That was Prince Rama, CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, this is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. If you're looking for something to do this weekend at the Biltmore, Friday the 15th, that is tomorrow, you can go see the legendary Pink Dots. I don't know any of their songs, but they must have fans somewhere because they tour a lot, kind of. And on the 16th, the Teenage Fan Club is playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. And I see here that the opening band is my friend Johnny's band, the Shilohs, which kind of makes me laugh because when my other friend Shane heard that Teenage Fan Club was coming, I think he kind of wanted to open because he's a big fan. So it's kind of funny that I feel like they were kind of fighting over it, and Johnny won. And then later on, after the Teenage Fan Club show with the Shilohs, there is weirdly burlesque and comedy. there isn't. This makes so much more sense. There's a Glory Days dance party afterwards. Okay, that makes sense. The following day, there is a Kitty Knight's burlesque and comedy on CITR. Not on CITR, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Oh, okay, exciting news. Brian Eno coming out with a new record on Warp. Called Small Craft on a Milk Sea. Big Brian Eno fan. I'm going to play that song. Those of you who read Pitchfork religiously will have heard this. And I'm going to play one of my favorite Brian Eno songs right afterwards. Thanks for listening to Liv Zlatkus and CITR. Thank you.
sitting alone on a cold bar stool. Your cold hard eyes make me feel a fool. Pastel white features, high cheekbones, scarlet blooded lips and deathly tones. The girl of my nightmares, sultry and corpse-like. The girl of my nightmares. Brittle fingers and thin cigarettes, so hard to tell apart. She hasn't spoken yet, you put your hand on mine. Death white arm brown, those whirlpool eyes. Well, I begin to drown the girl of my nightmares. Erotic and skull face, the girl. Anorexic beauty underweight goddess. Telepath, she hasn't spoken yet. Pastel white features, high cheekbones, scarlet blooded lips and deathly tones. The girl of my nightmares, sultry and corpse-like. The girl.
That was Anorexic Beauty by Pulp, a request from Larissa, who just called in. I had to pull it up really quick, so I just played it off YouTube. And I don't know if you guys do this, but I love reading the YouTube comments. They're so... Everybody is stupid. Like, the whole world. Idiots, all of them. What the heck? This one says, oh my god, I use Fading Obsession too. What is that? Anyway. Before that, I played a song. I played Cindy Tells Me off Brian Eno's debut solo record, Here Come the Warm Jets. And before that, Two Forms of Anger from his forthcoming album. So I'm playing as many requests as I can. Somebody, Michelle, wrote in and wanted me to play an Adrian Teacher song, and I looked for it, and we don't have it in the CITR library. So I brought in my very own Adrian Teacher 7-inch that I treasure, because he actually mailed it to me. We live in the same city, and he sent it to me in the mail in like a bubbly envelope. So I'm playing something off St. Pierre and Michelon, the B-side shoot, The Rapids on CITR.
across the street. Everybody take my hand. There's a place with trees, somewhere to play in the sand. Well, I salute you when you hold your gun. I shade my eyes from the burning yellow sun. You shoot my heart and then you start to run. Yeah, there. Sorry, but I have to leave. Remember what we learned. Let go of my t-shirt sleeve. Well, I salute you when you hold your gun. Shade my eyes from the burning yellow sun. You shoot my heart and then you start to run. And I think I am dying. It's a matter of opinion. Shoot the rapids, baby. Oh, my darling, I surrender. I'm on my knees and I'm just as tall.
That one day we'd be fighting. you'd sing along a golden summer's afternoon, chosen the park, the water still, the strings not so much in the dark, the hazy eyes of hearts.
The Magician. I played that for Jay Arner. I put on my Facebook page so my friends can request songs before I play, and Jay Arner said The Magician because I had a total foot and mouth incident with him. I was recording at his house for Shane Turner Overdrive, and we're all just kind of chatting about bands that other people were playing with or something. And Johnny said, oh, I'm playing with a band, but I don't want to tell you who it is because you don't like them. And I was like, that's weird. Why don't you just tell me who it is? And he said, oh, I'm playing with The Magician. And I was like, oh, my God, I hate that band. Oh, my God, Jay, you're in that band. And you recorded their music. I am sorry. The cat is out of the bag. And I couldn't get out of it. It was too late. I feel like I do that kind of thing all the time. What's wrong with me? Anyway, that song was kind of nice, actually. It sounded kind of like a nice Brian Wilson melody in the beginning, and yeah, it's good. I hope I hope you all liked it too. I'm not actually not really sure what I want to play. I'm kind of debating between playing the Doctor Who sound or the Doctor Who theme song, because I just listened to it again the other day. I was like, this song is so amazing. Holy poop. So first I'll just do some concert listings. Tomorrow night, Healthy Students at the Zoo Shop. Also, if you don't want to go see that, you can see Humans with Shindig Winners from a couple weeks ago, Wizards, at 917 Main. Saturday night, Babe, Rainbow, and Mount Career at Scratch on Dix. And 16, Peace Loving UN, Manners, Friendship and the Fun, Chrisorific at Blim. I guess they're all going to play two songs each. what should I do? I'm going to play the Doctor Who theme song, just to remind you all how amazing it is. This is the one, the original one from 1963.
Hello, I'm Tim, again, Sarah Lab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM, you are all listening to Liz Lotka's exclusive to the month of October. While Duncan McHugh of Duncan's Donuts is away in China, apparently there are a lot of 7-Elevens in China. That's what he said. Bring me back a Slurpee. that's it for today. I'm going to play one more song, a Joanna Newsom song. Is this all old news to you guys? The song, this came out like so long ago, but I love this song, so I'm going to play it and kick back and listen to it for 15 minutes. thanks for listening. See you all next week on CITR every Thursday, 12 to 1.
When 20 miles left to the shore. Shame.